It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's the segment that's currently on the clearance rack at your local Target. Okay. Wedged right in between the Darth Vader underwear and a half-eaten package of knockoff Oreos.
Ew.
It's Care or Don't Care. Okay. Which stories are my co-hosts going to care about today? Well, let's find out and get to your first headline. A huge discovery in Africa that'll have Alexis going, ooh! Care or don't care?
I care!
Money related. I care.
I care too.
Called it. If you haven't heard, out of the South African country of Botswana, they found a very unusual and expensive item while mining in the area.
Ooh.
Workers were able to pull out a diamond weighing 1,098 carats.
Oh! Did you say 1,000?
I did. So if you think,
oh my God.
Trying to get some perspective on this, if you think of a normal diamond engagement ring, the average size is about 1 carat.
Yeah,
for that.
I mean, if you got a 2 or 3 carat ring, it is like bling.
1,000?
So it's, yeah, take that normal diamond engagement ring, multiply it by 1,000. That's how big this thing is.
I'm excited just thinking about it on my finger.
Kim Kardashian is currently looking for her fourth husband so she can wear this.
Right. It's 73 meters long,
what?
52 millimeters wide, and 27 millimeters thick.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the largest diamond found in the company's over 50-year history.
Which celebrity is putting it on a necklace and trying to wear it?
Yeah, and then losing it.
Yeah.
I mean, up until this, the largest one was 446 carats back in 1993.
Oh, so that's
this
like almost lame.
And blows it out of the water.
Oh, yeah. And the worker who found it received a second lunch break as a reward.
Was it a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old?
Yeah. He was 10.
Oh, that's nice.
They gave him an extra 5-minute break. Good for him. Let's go to your next headline. We're kind of far from it, but the first piece of Christmas news just came out.
Nope.
Care or don't care?
I care. I love Christmas.
No. It's too early.
Brooke's war on Christmas continues.
Yeah.
But she was outvoted. Anytime on the show a twist on a favorite holiday treat gets announced, then we are going to cover it.
Okay. Yeah,
that's why.
Has any say in it.
This holiday season, you'll have the chance to enjoy Skittles candy canes.
Oh,
whoa! Interesting.
They already have Starburst candy canes.
Do they? I didn't know that either.
The Skittles one come in packs of 5, and instead of red and white stripes, they'll include all the main Skittles flavors, red, orange, yellow, green, and purple.
Oh my God. And their best change ever when they changed lime to apple.
Oh,
it's so
apple.
Good.
Do you know
all the flavors?
Yeah.
What are they?
They're strawberry, lemon, apple, orange, and grape.
Nope.
What did I miss?
I looked them up. Red is strawberry.
Yeah.
Orange is sour mandarin.
Oh.
Yellow is sour pineapple.
Oh. What?
Green, they say, is lime.
No, they changed it to apple. You got some bunk list, dude.
Purple,
I'm going to tell you.
This is off the Skittles website.
Purple. I don't think so.
Okay.
That is not pineapple.
And what's purple?
Purple's grape.
Purple's black currant.
Oh,
like you're messing with the candy girl, Jeff. I wouldn't do this.
No.
Yeah. Go look it up on the Skittles website after this.
It's on the back of the package of the Skittles. Okay, somebody back me up right now.
Brooke's a cane addict.
I know. Yeah. Cane addict and a Christmas hater. All wrapped into one. Let's go to your next headline.
Scrooge.
Sometimes karma isn't a bee. Sometimes it's a dollar sign.
Oh.
Care or don't care?
Oh, I love when people get karma that
me
have
too.
Coming.
So
I do like karma.
I care about good karma.
Last year, an Idaho woman named Diana Chavez and her husband hit a lottery jackpot worth $50,000.
Wow, good for them.
But because of the pandemic, they had to collect their winnings without a ceremonial check because the lottery office was closed during all the lockdowns.
Of course.
So the couple talked about it, and even though they were happy, they were a little bit upset that they didn't get that final picture with the oversized check.
That's all they wanted was the big check?
I mean, it's kind of symbolic. Yeah. Like, yes. I get it.
You can
look
back on that years from now and remember that moment.
I'd rather look back at just my bank account and be happy.
No, I'd have it over the fireplace. Ladies walk in. Oh, that little thing? $800 million check. I forgot that was there.
So the couple waited until the office reopened, which it did recently. And they showed up and brought something along with them. This time, it was a grand fortune scratch-off ticket that showed them winning $200,000.
Whoa! Hey, so now they can get a better picture.
How are they winning so much?
What's going on in Idaho?
Two big lottery wins in one calendar year. And this time, the couple got to hold the big check, and the lottery officials were more than happy to accommodate them.
Wow, awesome. Good for them.
Let's see if you guys care about this one.
Why don't you go home, car? Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Care or don't care?
I like the effort into that. I care.
I don't care. I don't even know what it's about. I do like the effort.
All right. The Newton Police Department in Massachusetts received a call the other morning at 5 a.m. saying an SUV was stuck in a strange location.
Okay.
And when they arrived, they found it on a golf course lodged in a sand trap.
Oh.
Keep in mind, this is nowhere near the street. This is in the middle of a giant golf course.
Okay.
So they asked him, buddy, how'd you end up in here?
Yeah.
And he told police he dropped off some of his friends at 2 a.m. and he was following his Waze GPS. Which led him onto a long grass path. But even though it seemed a little odd, he decided, I'm just going to keep following this anyway. Maybe it's a shortcut.
Dude, that sounds like a Jeep commercial. Like, he's got sand, he's got water, he's going through everything.
You know what, though? Waze is really good at finding the quickest route.
Yeah,
that is so true. I'm pretty sure I drove through somebody's backyard like 2 weeks ago.
Did you get to where you need to go faster?
Well, there's no sand pit, so I didn't get stuck.
That's
I'm good.
Well, so this guy kept driving and, in fact, sped up. So he could get through the shortcut quicker. Mm. But in the darkness, he didn't spot the bunker and his SUV fell in. Surprisingly, alcohol was determined not to be a factor.
Oh my God, he was a designated driver?
Yep. And he really does blame the whole thing on his GPS.
Oh my God.
I would.
Yeah.
It is the GPS's fault.
This is why nobody ever picks you to be the DD.
One of the police lieutenants said the moral of the story is, if you think you're headed down some sort of road and it looks like it's not going anywhere, you should probably stop and turn around.
Yes, yes.
And finally, Jeff's joke of the day.
Yay!
Care or don't care?
Care.
What happens when you touch actor Dwayne Johnson on the rear end?
Oh, no.
I'm
going
to love this.
You hit rock bottom.
Rock bottom ever.
That's care, don't care. Your phone tap is coming up in just a few minutes.